This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The question of providing Ukraine with fighter jets to help beat back Russia's invasion forces risks the unity of Ukraine's Western allies amid fears of escalating the nearly year-long conflict. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kyiv officials have repeatedly urged allies to send jets, saying they're essential to challenge Russia's air superiority and to ensure the success of future counter-offensives that could be spearheaded by tanks recently promised by Western countries. On Monday, French President Emmanuel Macron said France doesn't exclude sending fighter jets to Ukraine, but he laid out multiple conditions before such a significant step could be taken. The conditions, he said, include not leading to an escalation of tensions or using the aircraft to touch Russian soil. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg continues his tour of Asia Tuesday with a stop in Japan. Stoltenberg met there with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and speaking to reporters following the meeting in Tokyo, Stoltenberg warned China is watching closely the developments in Ukraine and warned of the consequences of a Russian victory there.
If President Putin wins in Ukraine, this would send a message that authoritarian regimes can achieve their goals through brute force. This is dangerous. Beijing is watching closely and learning lessons that may influence its future decisions. What is happening in Europe today could happen in East Asia tomorrow.
Japan has been quick to join the U.S.-led economic sanctions against Russia and provided humanitarian aid and non-combatant defense equipment to the Ukrainians. Kishida also sounded the alarm that Russia's aggression in Europe could happen in Asia. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in South Korea Tuesday, where he said the United States will increase its deployment of advanced weapons, such as fighter jets and bombers, to the Korean Peninsula as it strengthens joint training and operational planning with South Korea in response to a growing North Korean nuclear threat. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Austin made the comments in Seoul after he and the South Korean defense minister agreed to further expand their combined military exercises, including a resumption of live fire demonstrations, and continue a timely and coordinated deployment of U.S. strategic assets to the region. Austin and Lee also discussed preparations for a simulated exercise between the allies in February aimed at sharpening their response if North Korea uses nuclear weapons. Austin's trip comes as South Korea seeks stronger assurances that the United States will swiftly and decisively use its nuclear capabilities to protect its ally in the face of a North Korean nuclear attack. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China's economic activity grew again in January after a wave of COVID-19 infections passed through the country faster than expected following a lifting of pandemic controls, and people got out to celebrate the Lunar New Year. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Closely watched purchasing managers' indexes climbed back above the 50-point mark in January. That's the level that separates growth and contraction. The index covering services surged from 41.6 last month to 54.4 now. Manufacturing climbed more modestly, hitting 50.1. The rebound comes as health crisis fears ease. That's allowed retailers to reopen, boosting spending during the country's New Year festivities. Figures out earlier had shown consumption over the period more than 12% up on a year before. Still, worries linger. As foreign economies weakened, so did demand for China's exports, down close to 10% on the year. Economists say gauges of employment, inventories and other factors all got worse too.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Figures from the U.S. Labor Department Tuesday show both pay and benefits for America's workers grew at a healthy but more gradual pace in the final 3 months of 2022, the third straight slowdown that could help reassure the U.S. Federal Reserve that wage gains won't fuel higher inflation and thus require higher interest rates. Wages and benefits such as health insurance grew by 1% in the October-December quarter compared with the previous 3 months. That's marked a solid gain, though it was slower than the 1.2% increase in the July-September quarter. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.